So as a result, we want to say yesterday that through this Ritva, maybe we could understand the machlokas of Rava and Abaye, or really Rava and Rav Huna, which is the same as Rava and Abaye. That is that Rav Huna is learning that chuppah is a type of kinyan. And since it's a type of kinyan, I can learn my kal v'chomer. But the position of Rava is no. It's not a kinyan. You can only have chuppah after kinyan. You can only have chuppah working in the normal setting after Eirusin. It doesn't work by itself. So what do you see? It's not a kinyan. It's not a type of kinyan. It's a gemar. So I can't argue from a kinyan to a gemar. Can't say that a gemar should work in lieu of a kinyan. Right, that could be the fundamental machlokas between Rava and Abaye in terms of how you view chuppah. Now, what I wanted to set before you today was another mahalach in this machlokas, a different mahalach, different approach. All right, and this approach fits in very nicely with the lashon. Let's go back to the Gemara for a second. You know, the other day we stressed the importance of looking at the lashon of the Gemara and the lashon of the Rishonim. Look at the lashon of the Gemara now. Go. Let's go just on the lines of Rava and Abaye. Right, let's get a new approach, and then we'll turn our attention to the Machlokas, the Tosas HaRosh, and the Riyaz HaKain, see if we can make some headway there. Does someone want to just read those few lines between Rava and Abaye, the Machlokas between Rava and Abaye?
Where is it?
Shtei Tshuvas B'davar. Right, where is it? Amar Rava Shtei Tshuvas B'davar? Okay, Dr. J, you going to do the honors?
Okay.
So one second, let's tell everyone where we are. We're on Daf Hey Amin Beis. Hey Amin Beis, 15 lines down?
Yeah.
Okay. Right across from the airplane. Right across from the Tosas Riyaz HaKain airplane. Okay, if you go right across from that. 5B. Okay. Go ahead, nice and loud. Stop. What's his first taina?
Saying that in the Mishnah,
right,
it was taught that there were three methods of
good
kinyan.
Not four.
Not four. Excuse me. The odd, and also, kenu mechupa gomeret ella al yedei kiddushin, and also chupa accomplishes nothing except when preceded by kiddushin.
Okay, good. So let's just dwell on that for 1 second. Let's read his language again. Chuppah gomeres, right, doesn't do anything. Klum gomeres, ella al yidei kiddushin. What does that mean? Ella al yidei kiddushin. Right, that taina that you made on me, that chuppah only works when it's preceded by kiddushin, what will I say to that? Rav Huna nami hachikamar. Rav Huna also agrees with that. Abaye is defending Rav Huna, and he's saying, you know what? Your first question is not a question because the Mishnah just listing those things that are openly stated in the Torah. Your second question about kiddushin being a necessary precondition to chuppah, that chuppah doesn't work without kiddushin. You're right. Rav Huna agrees with that, but this is what he means. Listen, ma. Kesef she'eino gomer, just like kesef doesn't serve to be a gomer, it doesn't serve to finish the process. You can't have nisuin with money, but nonetheless, it's what. Meaning, I can give money for kiddushin, but I can't give money a second time and call it nisuin. She'eino gomer achar kesef, it's kona. Ma kesef she'eino gomer achar kesef. Kesef won't work as the second stage. It will work for the first stage. It's kona. Chupa shegomeres achar kesef. Ein odin shetikna. He's saying that's what Rav Huna meant. That it's true. Money won't work after money, but it works. It works at the outset. So chupa, which does work after money, doesn't it make sense that it should work in lieu of money? So again, yesterday we took a different approach.
I don't understand
nice lashon. Listen to what he says, and he fits it into the lashon of the Gemara, which is why I think I felt some of the guys might like this approach a little bit better, because it really fits within the lashon of the Gemara. Not to say that the approach we gave yesterday is inappropriate, but he wants to say the following: Nir bezer de pligi, dehine lashon rava. What's his lashon? Klum chupa gomeres ella al yedei kiddushin v'hainu kitzad hasheni. What does that mean? He wanted to say like this: that there's a chakira that you can make within chupa. Why does chupa work? In general, forget about our unique case. Why does chupa work? Does chupa work because it has a certain nature that allows it to work? Just that you need to satisfy a precondition first, meaning you need to do kiddushin before you could use chuppah. But chuppah does what it does because it's fully endowed with that ability. One second. Or does it mean that no, chuppah can't fully function in the way it's intended to unless it's accompanied with kiddushin or by kiddushin?
Is it the same thing?
No, it's not saying the same thing. Let me say again. Is chuppah fully effective? Right? Is chuppah fully effective as chuppah in and of itself? But you can't use chuppah, you can't engage in chuppah unless you did kiddushin first. I mean, it's just a technicality. Exactly. Or did we say that chuppah by itself is really lacking? Chuppah really is not fully functional without the connection to kiddushin. So he wants to say that might be the machlokas over here. Let me speak it out.
Whether it's a two-step or whether they come together.
Right. Listen to what he says. He says Rava, who says you don't find chuppah ella al yidei kiddushin. He wants to say that means only biyachad. It only works if they're biyachad, if they're together. Ve'ein shem koach atzmi. Chuppah does not have the ability to function in it by itself. Only after kiddushin. It can only work as a stage two of a process. It can never work as stage one of a process. That's what he wants to say. That's what Rava means when he says Ella Ayidei Kiddushin. He says that is what chuppah, that's the way chuppah works. Chuppah works as part two of a process. It gets part of its strength from the fact that it was preceded by Kiddushin. There is no such thing as chuppah without Kiddushin. It's almost like, I'll give an example. Al's pointing out, this might not be a steer at anything that we said previously, but what we're showing is that this is an approach that really doesn't even get into what is the nature of chuppah. He's not talking about whether chuppah is a kona or chuppah is a gomer. He doesn't even care about that. He's saying, I could show you from the lashon that Rav and Abayi are just simply arguing about the strength of chuppah. Whatever chuppah is chuppah kona, is chuppah gona, it doesn't matter. Can it work without kiddushin? Can it work independently of kiddushin? Rav said, no. There's no such thing. There is no independent. That's different. We knocked that out already. We're not interested in that. 3-4 is okay. We could argue about why you...
I'm saying that they're arguing about it being a form of kiddushin.
This is the second question. Remember, Rava had to say his shtei tshuvas bedavar. Rava had two problems. Rava's problem number one was the technical 3 versus 4. And then he said, 1 second, forget about 3 versus 4. You never find that chuppah works without kiddushin. So what he's saying that means is, again, this is the birkas of Rama over here on Daf Hey. He's saying that zirak biyachad, that they work, but there's no koch atzmi. Im kain, if that's the case, if that's the way you, Rava, understand this concept of chuppah, parach shapir. You're saying good. What's Abaye's answer? What's Abaye's answer to this? Mashani Abaye, the hachi kamar. Ma kesef she'eno gomer achar kesef kona chuppah she'gomeres achar kesef eno din she'tikna. What's he saying? He's not saying El Al Yedei. He's saying Achar. What does Achar mean? After. What does After imply? After implies that the thing isn't endowed with the quality to do it. It's just that you have a precondition that you have to satisfy first. It's not that the thing is lacking. Again, it's a fine line distinction. Avi, you're saying, isn't it the same thing? It's a fine line distinction between saying that the thing itself has the ability to work. Just there's a technical problem here. There's a technical problem that you didn't satisfy the prerequisite. The other thing is saying, no, it's not that it's a technical prerequisite. It's that the thing doesn't really exist. I'm saying that there's no such thing as chuppah without kiddushin. Chuppah without kiddushin is an impossibility. Here we're saying, no, chuppah is not an impossibility without kiddushin. It just has to come after kiddushin. Right? V'hainu the sphere lay, according to Abayi, ain kesef. The kesef is not a messiah. It's not a messiah to chuppah. It's not something that helps you do chuppah. El de matzav zeh shekvar nasa ba kinyan kesef. It's not that kesef plus chuppah equals a full-fledged marriage. No. It's that once you have kesef done, then you can have chuppah to create the nesilin. Again, we'll say it again. Is it that you need kesef plus chuppah to create a woman who's nesua? Is that what it means? Or is it no? That you have kesef, separate, kiddushin separate, and then nesuin, totally separate. Not that nesuin needs.
Rabbi, what I was saying before, when I mentioned kiddushin, what I wanted to ask was, does kiddushin bring about a certain, some kind of abstract entity or process, like it creates an entity that can be finalized with nesuin?
Yeah, that's what we're saying here. That now there are two different things, right?
That's
Rava. Yeah, what Irving's saying is good. That's Rava. In other words, that if you view, and maybe this is what you meant, Hal, that this is not incongruous with what we said yesterday. It's Rava is viewing chuppah as what? As a gemar. If chuppah is a gemar, it can only be gemar to something that was previously started. It needs the initial stage of kiddushin to complete. Right? It needs the initial stage of kiddushin to complete it. That's why he says it's ela ayideh, unique kiddushin for nisuin. You can't have a completion without a beginning. That's what you want to say?
Yeah, I'm saying there's nothing there. There's nothing there to be finalized without the first step.
Right. You can't.
The first step is really the thing that brings about the situation that can be finalized. There's nothing to finalize without it. And so I would say it's one process. But what would decide?
A bias? What's a bias saying?
Independent processes. What are they? What would we say there?
So you tell me. What do you think about, according to this, what's a bias saying?
I think about as kinyan power on its own.
Right. It's a different kind of kinyan. Right? You get to Nisuan, you have an independent type of kinyan, but you can only do this kinyan after you did the first kinyan. You can only do it after the first kinyan. It's two kinyan. For whatever reason, well, that's the Ritva. The Ritva says that Rav Huna is learning that this type of kinyan. So for whatever reason...
It's like bringing it to your house?
For whatever reason, it's a form of a kinyan. Why you need two different types of kinyanim? I don't know. That could be because it's a very serious undertaking. You know, marriage is a serious undertaking, and they wanted to make sure that the two people involved had a meeting of the minds, so they required kinyanim at two different stages. So if whatever we're going to say, you could say that this is very much in line with what we said yesterday. But he's fitting it into the Lashon of the Gemara, which I thought was very nice. In other words, you could say that Kiddushin and Chuppah are related insofar as Chuppah can't exist without Kiddushin, which is what Irving's saying. And that's what Rava means according to this approach. Ella al yadeh. There's no such thing as Chuppah without Kiddushin. Why? Because Chuppah is a Gemar to something. You can't have a Gemar without a Haskalah.
How do you, though, understand? Like, let's say you answer to this version of Rava, let's say Chuppah is a Kiddushin in this case.
So again, if you take Rava as meaning
that it's only
that chuppah is
worse with kiddushin or after
kiddushin, right, right.
Then what do you say then when you say chuppah is kiddushin?
He doesn't say that. He argues that's Rava arguing on Rav Huna.
Right, but
that's exactly what he argues on.
This,
yes, of course. That's exactly what he's arguing on Rav Huna. You can't have chuppah at the first stage. It's not possible. How could you have it as kiddushin? It's by definition, there's no such thing as chuppah.
Without kiddushin.
Exactly.
Well, let's say it is kiddushin.
No, that's the point. It can't function as kiddushin. There is no such thing as chuppah without kiddushin. Chuppah can only exist as a gemar.
Right.
What are you going to tell me? Chuppah is going to function as kiddushin? There's no such thing. There is no such thing. It doesn't even come to existence until as a kiddushin. Because by its very essence, it is a gemar.
Rabbi, they both agree that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Does one side actually think that Chuppah can do it on its own without kiddushin?
Do what?
Complete the marriage.
Oh, so that's the next question. That brings us to
that feels
That brings us to our next question. Well, this is definitely a disagreement. Rava and Abai definitely disagree. That's given. I mean, Abai holds like Rav Huna, Rava argues on Rav Huna. But what are you asking now? You're asking.
Actually, I guess
you're asking a different question, I think.
I'm saying,
according to Rav Huna,
are they having a disagreement about a perspective on what is it actually registering halakhically, or are they having a disagreement in terms of what how it's actualized, how it's practiced?
No, what we're saying is they're arguing on the very nature of chuppah.
What I'm saying is they're in terms of the practice, the ma'aseh, they're agreeing about what's going about, and they're just...
Well, Rava would say you can't use chuppah
as a means of kedushin.
Abai would say, yeah, of course you can. Of course you can.
Yeah, but how can Abai say that? Even though he might hold that it's two different kinyanim, it could be that one kinyan is better than the other. One kinyan is more suitable for kedushin.
So Abai thinks you don't need biyah, and you don't need kesef, and you don't need shtar.
You could use this instead.
Right.
That's right. That's Rav Huna. I could use this instead.
But it must follow...
Ah, so that's the next question.
Okay,
so according to Rav Huna and Abai, how many times am I going to have to do chuppah? That's the question. That's the Tosfos HaRosh, which I hope everyone got a chance to see today. Is everyone clear on this up to this point? Everyone clear up to this point? We're basically saying two approaches here in the Gemara. Yesterday's approach was really based on the Ritva. Is it a din in Kinyan or is it a din in Gemar? If I learn it's din in Kinyan, I can learn in Kalvachomer. If I say Chuppah has nothing to do with Kinyan, then there's no Kalvachomer, and I just say it's a Gemar, there's no Kalvachomer to be made. Over here, we're saying perhaps the same thing ultimately, but sort of through a different argument. We're just arguing over what gives Chuppah its full force and effect. Is it that it's inherently endowed with that ability, and just that there's a precondition that has to be satisfied called Kiddushin? Or, meaning, which would mean now there's room to allow for it to take place as its own Kinyan. Or would I say no? The only thing that causes it to be Chuppah is the fact that there was a Kiddushin first. There is no concept of Chuppah without Kiddushin. I can't speak of, like Irving said, I can't speak of Gemar without the pre-existence of the Kiddushin. It's inappropriate to speak that way. So the Chuppah doesn't even come into existence as a concept for this person if there's no Kiddushin. Those are two different approaches here. Now the next step is to understand within Rav Huna, right, within Rav Huna, when he says that Chuppah is Kona, what does he mean? What's the extent of the Kinyan of Chuppah? So what were the two possibilities?
So, what does he mean, like even outside marriage?
No. What the Tosfos HaRosh? The Tosfos HaRosh had two possibilities. Hal, you remember the two possibilities?
One possibility is that you wouldn't do it twice because whichever ability for Nisibin and Kedushin or Kedushin the first one has,
right,
the second one's just going to have the same thing, so it doesn't come to doing it.
Good. So one thing, let's repeat that. So Tosfos HaRosh presents two possibilities. He says, listen, Rav Huna says that Chuppah is Kona. When he says Chuppah is Kona, what does he mean? Does he mean that it's Kona fully? That she would become a Mekudeshes and a Nesua B'Vasachas, so to speak? That's one thing that he advocates for, right? One possibility that he proposes. Why? Because he says it wouldn't make sense to do the same Maisa again. What's his Lashon there? Ma'ulme, right? What strength does the Chuppah have in round two that it didn't have in round one? You're just going to be repeating the same activity. If you're repeating the same activity, you didn't gain anything new. That's one possibility. So that would mean, and Chaim, you asked me about this the other day. This would mean that for Rav Huna, you go under the chuppah and you say, I'm using chuppah as kiddushin and nisuin, and everything's finished. One fell swoop. Or the other possibility is that what? Right. That chuppah, no. Chuppah is kona. It works for kiddushin according to Rav Huna, but you're still going to have to
do it a separate.
You're still going to have to experience nisuin as a separate event. That's the question. Yes.
Can you ask the same question to the Mekadesh with Bia? And then when you bring it to football, so you're doing Bia again to bring it to Nisuin.
Good.
So you said, what's the second action doing? But you know, we say this Bia for Kiddushin and this Bia for Nisuin.
Good. So Pesach Fishman raised that during Seder, that very Taina, that we're going to have to distinguish, right? Because we know, it's a good point, we're going to have to distinguish between the case where you're using bia twice. Right? Everyone seems to accept that you could use bia for kiddushin and bia for nisuin. It's just separated by a year. And if you would be bowl the woman in the interim, you'd be engaged in arayas. But yeah, bia could serve as erisin and then bia again as nisuin. So why is this Tosas Arash worried or concerned that chuppah after chuppah would be meaningless, but yet bia after bia would not be meaningless? That's what you're saying, Richie, right?
Correct.
Right. So we have to answer that question. That's just another complication over here. It doesn't make it any... What's that?
And bia after bia would not?
That's right.
Chuppah after bia would be meaningless?
Chuppah after chuppah, whatever chuppah is. If I do it twice, this tzad in the Tosfos HaRosh says, my ume, what am I gaining? What strength does it have the second time?
Twice.
Be it twice, everyone seems to accept that, yeah, it does. One time it's for Nisun, one time it's for Erisin, one time it's for Nisun.
And chuppah, what does it add? Is that our question?
We got to answer that. So you could approach this from whichever side you want. You could approach it by trying to explain why bia works twice differently, and then tell me why chuppah wouldn't work that way. So, or you could explain to me why chuppah wouldn't work that way, and you know, whatever you want to say.
Could you say that?
You understand the question?
Bia could act as a chuppah.
Yes.
So if bia can act as a chuppah and it can also act as something on its own,
right?
Then it would seem like there would be no problem with doing both.
The question is why? What about?
It's like doing chuppah. Doing bia and bia is like doing chuppah and bia.
But chuppah and bia is chuppah and chuppah.
What do you mean chuppah and bia is chuppah and chuppah?
So then bia and bia is
chuppah. What's chuppah? What's chuppah?
So confused.
Is chuppah
I understand, it's confusing.
Making a sukkah? Or is it...
Let's say it means making a sukkah. Let's assume it means making a sukkah. All
right.
Taking her into a sukkah.
So...
if that's what it means, then what? He's saying to do that twice, he's saying to do it twice is meaningless. In the first tzad, he's saying, would it make sense to do that? Right? So your chavirim is saying, one second, why is that so far-fetched? We see that happens within case of bia. I do bia once, it's kiddushin. I do bia a year later, it's nisuin. And no one says, oh, it can't be because my ulme. So can we distinguish those? Can we distinguish those two?
So bia seems to be capable of acquisition and of cohabitation.
Well, it is cohabitation. I mean, that's right. A definition of cohabitation. Yeah. You mean
right.
it's capable of like kinyan
and
ishus, right? And demonstrating ishus.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Chuppah seems like it's not capable.
For some reason, they're saying that wouldn't make sense.
Chuppah is not capable of acquisition because it's not.
Or it's just that it's satisfied the first time around.
It would seem like
according to Rav Huna, chuppah is mekadesh.
It would make more sense that chuppah be the final stage as opposed to being the first.
Okay, shkaich, but that's not Rav Huna's position. Rav Huna's position is that you could even use it at the initial stage. Why? Why would you say that?
Because chuppah represents the living together.
Okay.
So you can only make that initial step into living together and living on the same roof once. But you can make a repetition out of bia. That's the nature of bia. It starts over. But chuppah, you don't move into a home two different times. You can't. It won't register. You move into a house and you have a debut as a family under the house once.
Good.
But bia is a cycle by nature. And so it can start over, the process can start over.
Okay, I think you're saying something. What you're saying about chuppah is that if you learn chuppah as a maisa ishus, if chuppah, the sukkah or whatever it is, if the role of chuppah is just to demonstrate marriage, if it's a maisa ishus, if it's an act that demonstrates the existence of husband and wife, then once you did it already. Right? That's what you're saying, Irving? Then once you did that, it doesn't make sense that you'd have to do it again. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh is saying in the first tzad. But we, but we still have to
step into a home together.
So I know you still have to explain one thing there, though. We still have to work out one thing over there. But one second, let me before we get to that. But bia, you want to say that bia? No, bia could. You're saying an interesting idea. You're saying that the nature of bia is such that it could have different roles. It could serve the role of the kinyan at the beginning, and then later it could serve the role of maisa ishus.
Because there's no such thing as. I'm stressing that when you move into a home together,
I got that. That's done already. You're saying once you did it, you did it.
Yeah, that was the first time you moved into the house together.
That's it.
But
you can't recreate that.
Yeah, rejuvenates itself. It starts over again. It's by nature a cycle. There's beyond, and then over time, after time, there's more beyond.
Right, but you're saying you can't move into a house more than once.
Right? Maybe you can attack me and say, well, yeah,
I don't want to attack you.
Virginity,
right.
Is also...
No, well, forget about virginity. I mean, that doesn't, shouldn't have to be...
Right.
Let's say she's not a virgin.
Right. Okay, so then I stay with it.
I like that.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But you have to take a step further, though. Right? So you still have to take a step further. What Irving's saying is like this. If Nisuin, if Chuppah, is to demonstrate Ishus, right... I can't demonstrate Ishus with a Maisa that I use to demonstrate something else. It doesn't make sense, right? I'm gonna say I'm using Chuppah as Kiddushin, and then I'm gonna take the same activity, I'm gonna do it again, and I'm gonna call it something else. That doesn't make any sense. If you tell me that this is demonstrative of living together, you say why? You say it does make sense to do that.
Yeah.
You because you want right. Right, but if the role of chuppah is to demonstrate or to symbolize the act of the man taking the woman into her home, then you did that already. Well, that's one possibility of the chuppah.
One possibility.
Right.
The other possibility is it's just an act of acquiring.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah, that might be the other possibility, that if it's an act of kinyan, then we could argue for that.
Right, so if you want to stick to saying that it's...
But we want to explain the one that says yeah. Now you won't do it twice. We have to deal with the other side. There are two stardom here, all right? There's two possibilities. One possibility is there's no reason to do it again, or it makes no sense to do it again. We're trying to explain why it would not make sense to do it again.
Why can't...
If you can say it doesn't make sense to do it again, you must be thinking of pot as bringing someone
right.
Into the
home. Agreed. But now can you just answer...
Why is it okay to do it?
One second.
Yeah.
Why can't
yeah.
So that side will say that bia is something
that.
What?
Why can't we say that bia has chuppah within it?
What do you mean within it? You're doing bia twice.
Yeah, but then once you do bia, there's already chuppah. In order to do bia, chuppah has to be part of that. As in,
that's not true.
You could be Mekadesh with Bia, and you could do Chuppah without Bia if you hold that there's a different method of Chuppah. It doesn't have to be that way.
What do you mean?
I'm saying, if you're talking about a guy who's Mekadesh with Bia, and then he does Chuppah just with the Sukkah, like you said. Right? That would be okay, if that's what you hold Chuppah is. I can still
hold
chuppah.
You hold that chuppah is bringing her under the same roof as you.
Yeah.
Then no, in order to do bia, don't you have to take that step?
What do you mean in order to do bia? No, I could do bia for.
Do bia out in the open.
Hold on. I could do bia for kiddushin, and then a year later, I have to worry about chuppah. But when I do.
Is it bia for kiddushin? Wouldn't that only mean that you need to be realm of chuppah? I think that's what.
No. Is that what you're asking?
I'm saying that once you do bia, you're already going to be fulfilling chuppah.
No, that's not true.
Right.
That's not correct.
But how are you going to do bia without fulfilling chuppah?
You're doing bia for the sake of kedushin. Harei yam mikudash asli
b'bia
zu.
But is it in the father's house or in your house?
Well, where is it taking place? It's taking place in private, wherever it is. She still lives in the father's house at that point. She still lives in the father's house, and she's not your full wife. You're not allowed to have relations with her again until chuppah. She's off limits to you. Let me pose the question this way. Again, sort of just thinking aloud, but let me ask a question this way. Why is it that bia works for kiddushin? Where does it make more sense to find bia?
after Kiddushin and after Nisuin.
For Nisuin, why? If you're learning that Nisuin is if you're learning that Chuppah and Nisuin is what is to show Ishus, to demonstrate Ishus, then the more appropriate place to find Bia is at that point, right? The completion, the Gemar, the Ishus.
That's ultimately going to result out of all this.
That's right. They're man and wife, husband and wife, Maisa Ishus. That I understand why Bia is over there. I understand why Bia could function as Chuppah. It makes sense. That is the quintessential expression of Ishus. So I understand why it's there. So what's the Chiddush then? The Chiddush is that I'm able to use it for Kiddushin. Why are we saying it works for Kiddushin? Right, why does it work for Kinyan and Kiddushin? Yeah.
Well, because it creates a...
Stated differently, how come you don't find Uva'ala by any other Kinyan? You're right, the Torah says Uva'ala, but how come you don't have Uva'ala someplace else? It sounds like a silly question, but...
Because anywhere else, there's no... You know, you're not making a transaction between... You're not a... I mean, maybe the only place would be by a slave. But by here, you're acquiring, a woman.
Right.
You're not acquiring, like, a tree.
So what did the Torah...
It's the only one that seems to be permanent.
What did the Torah tell you to do? What did the Torah say you could do? The Torah said you could take this act, which is a Maisa Ishus, and we're going to let you use that as a Maisa Kinyan over here... Right, in this context, we let you take that Maisa Ishus, which is normally demonstrative Ishus. It's not a Maisa Kinyan, right? It's not a Kesef is a Kinyan everywhere. Shtar is a Kinyan everywhere. Mashiach HaHagba, all those things, Kinyanim by other places. You don't find anywhere there's anything called a Kinyan of Bia. Where is that? There's no such thing as Kinyan Bia.
Unless the thing you're acquiring is the right to have Bia relations.
Right.
But
you're not really acquiring that, because it's a one-time deal. She's still asura to you until you're married.
Oh, you can have Bia
You can have Bia, and then you're asura to Bia for a year, until you actually marry her. You can marry her again with Bia, but if you don't, until you actually have Chuppah, she's asura to you. She's asura to you, and she's asura to everyone else. No, so all I'm trying to say is like this, that maybe what the Torah said you could do is like this. The Torah said, you're right, Chuppah, that's Ishus, Bia, for Chuppah we understand that is the way you express Ishus in its purest form. So it makes sense, Uva'ala, that we're going to allow you to use that Maisa as a Maisa Kinyan over here. You can express Ishus. The Maisa Kinyan that they said, that Torah set up over here, is that you could demonstrate a Maisa Ishus as an act of Kinyan. But that's unique to this case. So we understand why Bia could work at the beginning and Bia could work at the end. Basically, it was really borrowed from Chuppah, I would say. The true place for Bia in the context of Ishus is at Chuppah. Maisa Ishus. But because we're talking about a man and a woman, we're talking about creating a bond between a man and a woman. Hariyat Mikudashas. For me, so we said there's a unique case, so there's a unique situation over here. There's a uniqueness to man and wife, to Ish v'Isha, that we're going to allow Uva'ala. Uva'ala makes sense over here. That's as a Maisa Ishus. Maisa Ishus in lieu of Kinyan, or as a Kinyan. It wouldn't make sense anywhere else in Halacha. The only reason I'm mentioning that is to distinguish it from Chuppah. Right? If you tell me that Chuppah is inherently Maisa Ishus, which demonstrates husband and wife living together, well, maybe we're running into a problem now. If they allowed me to use Bia as a Maisa Kinyan, right, because it is it's a Maisa Ishus, and they said, your Maisa Ishus you can use for a Kinyan over here, how come they didn't let me use Chuppah? Now that's really what I'm asking. How come they didn't let me use Chuppah? Now what you're saying is good. What you're saying is that Chuppah only makes sense when you do it the first time. But I'm trying to have you distinguish it from Bia. So if what we're saying is that the reason why Bia works as a Kinyan at the outset of a marriage is because, so listen, really you're right, it's Maisa Ishus, it's more appropriate for Ishus where Chuppah is. Here we're talking about Kinyanim, but we allow you to use this as a Maisa Kinyan. Why not allow me to use Chuppah as a Maisa Kinyan?
What's the with all these things, you're giving something there.
Which Rav Huna is saying, by the way. Rav Huna is saying, yes, you can. You can use this as a Maisa Kinyan. You can use this as a Maisa Kinyan, but the Tosfos of Rosh is saying it doesn't make sense to do it twice. It makes no sense to repeat the same action a second time. That's it. You would just be done. You do it once and you finished. You would accomplish both things together. The second side says no. The second side says you just... What's that? Not according to Rav Huna.
No, Rav Huna says that there's... Rav Huna says...
So again, we're left trying to understand Rav Huna. Rav Huna, you say that Nisuin Chuppah works for Kiddushin. When you say that, Rav Huna, what do you mean? Do you mean I still have to go ahead and do another act of Nisuin? Or do you mean, no, that if I use Chuppah for Nisuin, I've satisfied all my requirements? Now, both of those sides have to be logical. All I'm asking is, why would you say one as opposed to the other? And if you say that it doesn't make sense to do Chuppah after Chuppah, then we have your question and Pesach's question, what about Bia after Bia? So, you know, Irving's trying to explain why it doesn't make sense to do Chuppah after Chuppah. But you have to distinguish that from Bia after Bia. I'm not sure that we did that yet.
You
think we did it?
I think we can.
We could do it, okay.
I think Bia, I can understand why Bia is a Kinyan. It doesn't seem so crazy.
No, okay, it's not crazy.
You're acquiring the right. You're not. What are you acquiring? She's giving you something in return for Hana or something like that.
You're demonstrating. You're doing something. You're designating the woman. You're designating her. How are you designating her? By demonstrating that ultimately this lady is going to be my wife. So you're taking that Ishus, that Maisa Ishus from Nisuin, from the realm of Nisuin, and you're doing an act of Ishus over here. And she's designated now. That makes sense. You're right. That makes sense. That's why I can understand that Bia after Bia is not a problem. Because Bia could operate in the realm of full-blown Ishus, but could also serve as an act of acquisition through the Maisa Ishus. That we have no problem with. Now, what about Chuppah?
Do you know what we say about Kiddushin that you have to give her something?
Yeah.
You give it right now.
It doesn't seem like the chuppah, though, is giving her anything.
Okay, that's a good question.
So it's just on, like, maybe it's a technical point. I'm not really sure.
It's tangential,
like,
right?
With all these things,
no, it's good, though,
you would be giving her something. You'd be the way we tried to explain kedushin. It would seem like all those things would fit in. It doesn't seem like chuppah really fits in, though.
I mean, shtar, she got something. Bia, she got something. Yeah. Money, she got something. If I just bring her under the chuppah, what did she get?
You're not actually giving her anything.
Right. I would say that's a technical problem to Rav Huna. We could deal with it, because there's another whole discussion, another sugya that comes up, just be mekanesh b'hana. What happens
now? There's a type of hana and bring her into our home, I think. Yeah, that means he's gone.
Unless it's dust in the wind, huh? Maybe I have to leave. But that's really what we're holding here.
We're the security that she lives under.
Yeah, we could theorize what the Hana. It could be there. It could be some form of Hana. But what would you say about this question?
There are questions on Chuppah again.
Yeah.
How is that a
Kinyan? Why are you so bothered by doing Chuppah after Chuppah? Why can't you say it simply? Just like Bia could operate two different ways, that Bia could work as a demonstration of designation, right, in the one case, and then later it could work as real Ishus. Say the same thing about Chuppah.
Well, because the first Chuppah is phony. Though.
It's phony?
That's
what I think Irving's saying. Irving's saying that.
So why does that make sense?
Okay, maybe it does.
The second one makes sense because you're actually bringing her under your home now. But if you're not...
Meaning you did it once already. You did it once already. Once you did it, you did it.
Second time, if you do chuppah for Nisuin,
right?
That makes sense because you really are bringing her under your home. But to do it by Kiddushin is almost like a symbolic thing, it seems.
But you are doing it. But again, remember, Rav Huna is saying you do it. You can do it for Kiddushin. According to the first Sad and the Tosfos of Rosh, when Rav Huna says you do it, he means you do it once and you get two checks, right? In two boxes.
So
you get a check in your Kiddushin box and you can check in your Nisuin box. Going under the Chuppah one time. But Vas Achas. So you're
trying to explain why does that could be true?
That's one thing that we have to try to explain that. On the other side, you have to explain why it doesn't make sense to do it twice. Why is it any different than Bia? Bia, we all agree. You can do Bia once for Kedusha and Bia second time for Nisulin. We're saying Bia could have the quality. We're saying Bia could have the quality of Kedushin, and then later it could have the quality of Nisulin. It could be a Maisi Isha, so then it could be Isha. So why don't you say the same thing for Chuppah? Say Chuppah demonstrates full-blown Ishas for Nisuin, and it's a Maisi Ishas over here when I'm using it for Kinyan. But he says, ah, it can't be. My Ume. Why is it any different? Why is it any different than the first time around? Why is it any different than times than Bia that you did?
So what if we go back to what I was trying to say, originally?
That what?
Implies like an initiation.
Right. And it doesn't, and it's no different.
You can't have two initiations.
Right. That's good. That could be. Right. That's a possibility. You want to say that the very essence of the activity of chuppah is that it's demonstrative of bringing the wife into the man's house, and that's it. And once you've done it, you've done it. But Bia, you're saying Bia, by definition, could have different roles. I could have a role of Ishus, and I could have a role of Kinyan. It could play that role. Because it's not inherently, you want to say that it's not inherently an act of Kinyan. Yeah. We're borrowing it to allow it to work for Kinyan. But Chuppah is Chuppah, that's what it is. It doesn't change in its essential nature.
So essentially, Chuppah is this initiation
process
you bring her in. But Bia is only extrinsically Kinyan, or extrinsically...
Designation.
Designation.
Right.
It's a means to do other things. But Chuppah is... intrinsically, it registers just from doing the action. It's not a means to anything. It is the thing. So chuppah can't be done twice and take on new roles. Fiat can. It's a means to doing.
Right.
To doing
That's really what it comes down to. That chuppah won't take on any new characteristics the second time you do it. But Bia after Bia could be that it can. I mean, we still have to work this out a little. Let's fine tune this a little bit.
Go ahead.
Great, we'll stop here. We'll take this up next time.
Is it based off the guy's mindset? I mean, is that what's determining what it is?
Yeah, he has to say, I'm doing this now for Kiddushin. He says, Hare Amik.